Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is your host, Delin Fielding. Today we are talking to Senator David Hinkins, our state senator from District 27. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Well, what's happening up there?
Well, we just finished up all of our appropriations meetings. Last night was our last of our infrastructure and general government appropriation meeting. Last night went from 4 o'clock to about 6:30 last night, talking about wrapping up the buildings and stuff, mostly higher education buildings, as well as, say, for instance, like the new courthouse building in Price. I've been told that they'll start putting work on it in 2 weeks. They should start doing iron on the new courthouse or something in on Price Main Street. And then our natural resources ended Monday night, and that we voted on all the bills and stuff. All the requests from individual legislators, we voted on that and ranked them. And so that's pretty much gone to executive appropriations, which will start tonight at 4:10. And tonight and tomorrow night, they'll be talking about all the subcommittees. So we have education, K-12, as well as higher ed, and then they'll have appropriations for, like, our committee, which is natural resources, and then also the infrastructure and general government. So they have about 9 subcommittees that they'll have to go over and look at all the final statements from the subcommittees, and then they'll make decisions of what might be funded. And I think next week they're actually supposed to be coming in with our final revenue forecast, and so they'll start basing what items they might be able to fund and not fund. And so that's really going to make a big decision, I guess, before they go to the bills on the floor. So this morning, we're mostly having standing committees. This morning, mine's Natural Resources and the Ag and Environmental Committee, and it starts at 9:20. Then we go on the floor. We have floor time now from 10 to noon, and then from 2 to 4. And that's pretty much the way it's going to be from now on, I think. So our appropriation committees are finished, and other than the executive appropriations. And so now we'll just have standing committees, which basically just hears, listens to the bills and passes them out of committee and to get to the floor.
Does it sound like we're going to be able to either reimburse Carbon County for the flooding or to get the money that Wellington City needs for the river?
Yes. In fact, I sit on that committee, and as we talked about before, the governor declared Carbon County a state of emergency back in September. And we had to come up with, I think, like $3.8 million worth of damages. And the only thing that they could come up with is $3.5 million. So we missed by $300,000 being an accredited natural disaster area. And so they don't really reimburse you. The federal government doesn't do it. So I went to the state. The county asked an appropriation of $1.3 million. And I put that in at the IGG and into transportation, and I think that we should get $1.2 million of it. They took the other $100,000 out of that appropriation and moved it down to Rockville Bridge down in Washington County. So it had probably been impacted by flooding or something as well. And so it's a historic bridge of some sort. But hopefully we'll get the $1.2 million to reimburse Carbon County for that out of state transportation fund. And then we also have, I had a request in for Helper City, $40,000. They're going to do about a $400,000 beautification down by the railroad depot and put in a parking lot and some tree rows and, you know, for trees and parking. And anyway, kind of beautify downtown Helper, try to get more, you know, get a nice stop for people, you know, the arrest area type thing. And we were able to get $40,000 appropriated from transportation to help them do that. That was the request, just for Helper City. So I think them things are there. We also have some requests in natural resources, for one of them being for the Carbon Canal diversion. And I've asked for $50,000 from the so far it's on the list, as well as the lower elevation reservoir study of $200,000 is requested, $400,000, but sometimes you're better off to try to ask for less and actually get it than to not get anything. So we cut that down. And we also got to line the carbon canal, which we were able to definitely, I think, get $70,000 for it, but we're needing to get another $273,000 if we can. That's the canal that's above the new Holiday Inn to keep it from eroding and washing out the new businesses that are going in that area.
Well, that sounds like that's quite a number of bills and some serious money.
One of the things that I've got appropriated was the Price River dredging up above the golf course. It looks like it needs to have a track hole go back in there and clean the river out because of some of the debris and stuff that came from the flooding and stuff. And so that was a $20,000 appropriation. I think that I funded that within our committee. We should be good on that. And then also Representative Watkins had a request in for Wellington City. The request was $300,000. And I think I funded $150,000 of it within the committee, and then we're asking for an additional $200,000. So if executive approach maybe cuts that in half, at least that would give us $250,000 if we can hopefully get that to stay in there. I've got to do some meetings with some of our leadership in the Senate, and then hopefully Representative Watkins can meet with her leadership in the House, and we can get that to keep that in there to kind of help Wellington with all the water damage they've had. Like two major floodings that's really impacted 20 or 30 of the homes along the Price River there. And the $1.2 million will actually kind of help some of it at Coal Creek, and hopefully we can get the county to maybe get that money reimbursed because they've already done most of the cleanup, and maybe we can take that and maybe go and help some of the cities like Wellington and help her Price that's had the damages along the creek and try to get that Price River cleaned out so we can mitigate. Because if there's a big runoff, which we could have this year with all the, you know, the snowpack that we have, it could be pretty catastrophic to our area. So yeah. Hopefully we can prevent that. A lot of this money is 2017, so it could be used immediately. So.
What are you looking forward to in the next, I think there's 22 days left or something like that?
Yeah, today's actually halfway through the legislative session. Today, you know, we're halfway over it now, so... pretty much now we'll be passing bills and, of course, trying to, like we're waiting for our revenue forecast to see if what we can and can't fund because there's more requests, of course, than there is money, as always. And so it's just a matter of trying to let the executive approach just decipher through what's the most crucial. And I think, you know, they're trying to put education, put increase their wages. Some of the teachers and stuff, I think. And so it just depends on how much money is forecast. And a lot of the money that is from income taxes, which that automatically goes to education. So that's an automatic appropriation for them because that money can't be utilized anywhere else. A lot of times we take money, if we have excess in sales taxes, we can move that over into education, but we can't go the other way. And so education might be able to get some things funded that hopefully, you know, raise the WPU for the school district so they have operational money so they can fund their classes.
How did the town hall go last Saturday?
Oh, it went really well. We had a nice turnout. I think 50 or 60 people was there, very courteous compared to Congressman Chaffetz's town hall meeting, and I felt pretty comfortable. it was really positive. I think really happy with the people that came and asked questions, and there was a lot of youth there, which is very encouraging to see. Youth are taking an interest in their political future because they're the ones that's going to get stuck paying for all these bills that people are racking up nationwide and as well as the state. You know, a lot of times we bond for a lot of things because they're and going to end up being the ones that end up paying the bills. We're very conservative in Utah. Our bonds, we've actually, I remember 8 years ago, we had a deficit in the pension fund of about $6 billion after the stock market tanked, and they had money in that. But now we're down to $2.4 billion that we're putting in. So we're putting in $50 million a year extra to get that up. But also, markets brought it way up, and I think we could be on a positive note there within the next couple of years if the market continues to go like it is. It's, you know, it's over 20,500 or something now, so it's, that, you know, it should the gains should really help the pension funds and the state pension liabilities. So things look pretty positive that way, I believe.
Well, we'll look forward to next week.
Thank you.
Hearing what the projections are, so we know how much of this we might.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.